From Silicon Valley, California, this is Fresh Dialogues. This week on Fresh Dialogues, I talked to Laurie Yoler, an angel investor for Tesla Motors and managing director of Growthpoint Technology Partners, a Silicon Valley investment bank. This is the second part of my interview with Laurie Yoler. In this dialogue, we discuss Laurie's personal motivation for choosing to back green technology, and we focus on Tesla Motors, the company's unique role in the history of alternative energy transportation, and its decision recently to relocate to San Jose. Turning to you personally, Laurie, what motivates you to be involved in clean tech? Is it just that you've built up this expertise over the years, or do you have more personal motivations going on there?
It's funny because when the original entrepreneurs that started Tesla Motors approached me more than 5 years ago now to be involved, certainly living in California and living through the 70s, I had an awareness of environmental problems. But at the end of the day, I'm a business person, and so I wanted to see companies that had a profit motive rather than just being a philanthropy. And I think the amazing thing now in clean technology is we have an opportunity now not to turn this into a philanthropy, but to really find some innovative businesses that can also make money. And I think as we look at folks like GE, who have a long-standing history in providing energy innovations in nuclear, in wind, in solar, certainly they have a profit motive. So for me, I didn't come at it from having a strongly held belief that we should all be green at any cost. I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, where there was more of a heightened awareness, I think, and it was certainly considered more of a green city in the Seattle area. But for me, the reason I got involved in Tesla and the reason I'm passionate about green technologies is I feel you can both be solving the world's problems as well as making a profit at the same time.
And what has been your contribution to Tesla Motors?
The original team approached me when they were first thinking of the early concept. I worked.
And when was that?
2002. It might have been early 2003, but around that time frame. They came to me and it was really a terrific story because the original entrepreneur came to me and said he was out trying to purchase a new sports car but couldn't find one that had energy efficiency. And did I think that there were other people out there like him? And so I started doing some market research, and the further I dove into understanding the concept and the opportunity, the more excited I got. And so they asked me to join the team, and I agreed to join the board and was actually almost full-time with the company for about a year during the early days, and I provided a little bit of angel investment into the company as well. And was active on the board for almost 5 years on the board of directors and recently have transitioned to the advisory board, but was a very enthusiastic supporter and member of the team since before the founding of the company. So
two questions. How long is the waiting list for Tesla cars, and are you on it?
I have two children that I need to be able to toss in the back seat at any point, so I am not your prototypical sports car driver. I certainly will plan to purchase a sedan when it comes out, or maybe potentially the electric smart that they have been working on with Daimler.
How soon will you see your sedan?
I don't know what the time frame is. I think it's tough. I think the key right now is to get the sports car out there in volume, as you talked about. And now that we have worked with San Jose to create a factory there for the sedan, I think that will be terrific and they can get working. But I don't know what the time frame is.
Can you give us an insider's view as to their choice of location in San Jose? There's been a lot of excitement and hoopla, especially from our green mayor. And can you talk a little more about the inside story of that location decision?
So I am afraid I was not at all involved in that decision, so can't give you much of an inside scoop. I can say it makes sense for a number of reasons because in any of the decisions that the company made in terms of a location, they were looking at a skilled workforce, a supportive local infrastructure, both from the government side and just the trained workforce, the availability of a site at a reasonable cost, all those kinds of things factored into any decision that they would make.
Looking at the future, what are your predictions for Tesla and also green tech?
I think in the big picture, what Tesla did was prove that consumers were willing to switch their current modes of transportation and their thinking. And it really proved that consumers want alternatives. Consumers want energy efficiency, but also without sacrificing the fun, the glamour, the excitement of a great consumer product. And so, if nothing else, Tesla really proved the market. It woke up all of the large car companies to realize that consumers were going to be demanding some choices in the market. So I think in the big picture, Tesla has a huge role in history in forcing all of the car companies and consumers to take a look at their transportation choices. So I think they've made a huge mark in history, no matter what happens with the company for the long term, and hard for me to predict. You know, there's certainly lots of options open to the company. Again, I don't think this is a fad. I think this is the application of innovation and technology to the very large industrial markets who have been behind in adopting technology. You know, the early adopters in any new technology have typically been the education market, financial services, and telecommunications of any new technology that's come out of Silicon Valley. This is the application of all that innovation to the big industrial companies, the big manufacturing companies, the big data centers, the oil companies, the electric utilities, the other utilities, the coal plants, you know, all those folks that had not typically been early adopters of technology.
Thank you very much, Laurie Yoler, for your time with Fresh Dialogues. Thank you for listening to Fresh Dialogues. This is Alison Van Diggelen, with special thanks to Tom Kromkowski and Carol Pecora for technical support, and Kevin McLeod, who wrote and produced our music.